Either way, that music means one and only thing, not only the NCAA basketball tournament, but the 2013 Bay Bracket. And here to tell us about the national tournament, Tommy Smith.
He's the co-chairman, R.J. Hawk is, as is Roger Scott. They will join you right now to lay out the national I think there's more interest in the local. That's why we're saving it for last, the local competition. David Basil oversaw that. And as a guy, kind of like Jimmy Carter used to oversee foreign elections, we have Phil Elson here to oversee all this, to make sure there's no hanky-panky or anything like that.
And I can say that the actual Bay Brackets have been handed to them right now in a hermetically sealed mayonnaise jar. Nobody's looked at it. So, I mean, this is the first time they're really getting a look at it.
And I will turn this over to Roger and RJ now, and they will unveil the 2000. Once again, we want to thank Jim's Razorback Pizza. We want to thank the Buzz. We want to thank my mother, Basil's parents, his rich parents, and his rich grandparents for allowing us to do this show today. And without further ado, Roger Scott, RJ Hawk, the commissioners, it's all yours. The madness begins now.
Okay, Roger, you did the first seeds.
Thank you, Tommy Outlaw, or as I put in my blog, the artist formerly known as the Outlaw, Tommy Smith.
Roger, you did the first seeds. I'll unveil the second seeds.
All right.
And we will have, well, how about this?
How about
We'll just go down and give the matchups. How about that? And
it would be a lot easier.
Yeah. So you go with the first.
All right, you start out on the West Coast. Here we go. We're going to have Beyonce going up against Kim Kardashian,
who comes in as an 8 seed in that bracket.
That's an easy one.
Julianne Hough. Yes. She is up against Kate Beckinsale.
That's a 4-5 matchup.
And Rihanna going up against my dark horse, Zoe Deschanel.
Love Zoe Deschanel.
Big fan.
She's adorable.
Carrie Underwood takes on Kristen Wiig.
In the 2-7 matchup in the South region, you've got 1-seed Jennifer Lawrence going up against 8-seed Carissa Thompson from ESPN.
Is Jennifer Lawrence a first-time participant?
She is a first-time participant and 1-seed. She is like, I don't know, I think she's the Gonzaga of the group.
The 4-5 matchup, Gabrielle Union versus Eva Mendez.
Which is what David said was the, I won't say it.
Non-white matchup.
Non-white matchup. There you go.
The 3-6 matchup, Jennifer Lopez takes on Rachel McAdams.
I was not going to give J-Lo any credit when she came out for the Academy Awards. I thought she looked a little bit like David Basil's quads. But then over the weekend, I caught one of the greatest movies ever made, Selena. And I saw her and I thought, J-Lo's back, Selena y los Dinos.
And the 2-seed, Jessica Alba, takes on 7-seed, Penelope Cruz.
That's a battle of the butts, I believe. That could be a battle of the butts. Let's move on to last year's champion, still a 1-seed, going up against someone that we interviewed last week with her new show Client List. Jennifer Aniston takes on Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Jennifer Love Hewitt is underseeded in this.
Underseeded.
She's got a tough foe though. That's tough.
Well, her matchup is tough, but Maxim Magazine rates her at a 1-seed. She came in with an 8-seed, but then again, you got to remember that we have so many women that we have to deal with, and you'll see that in the latter part of the bracket. Angelina Jolie taking on Scarlett Johansson.
That's a matchup of 4-5 seeds.
That's a matchup of 4-5 seeds. Angelina Jolie, she has more kids than should be allowed. Scarlett Johansson, a great actress right now. Number 3, Halle Berry, taking on a 6-seed, Bone, Anne Hathaway. Not a big fan of Anne Hathaway.
This is not down to... Let's look at Anne Hathaway not in Les Mis, where she's skin and bones with her haircut and...
I think it's an outrage that a member of the commission refers to one of the teams as Bones.
No, that's her nickname. No, it's nicknames. They call her Bone in Hollywood. She's known as Bone.
Lucky her.
Anybody else ever heard that?
I've never heard that.
Well, first of all, you're not in the clique. I am an actor. I am in the media. I follow these things.
What's your 2-7 matchup?
Yes, I'm an actor, and I'm in the media, and I have to follow these things. Anne Hathaway, was she in Batman? Didn't she take over?
Yes. She played Catwoman.
Didn't like... Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who was...
Halle Berry was also Catwoman. Well, Halle Berry was. Interesting matchup.
Oh, my gosh. Battle of the Cats.
Yeah. Different, different Batman.
Now, who took over in the last Batman movie? Because the first one was...
Christian Bale is the new Batman. Yeah. Well, and he's not really new. I mean, this has been going 10 years now.
He had, in the first Batman he did, he had Tom Cruise's ex-wife.
Yes.
Oh, Katie Holmes.
Yes.
All right. But, and then when they came back, there was another actress that I thought played her. And I thought it was Anne Hathaway. I could be way off. Let's move on. Here is the number two seed, Katy Perry, going up against African-American Charlize Theron. Is that not correct?
Yes.
Okay, that's right. You know what? That's a toughie right there. I'm a big fan of Katy Perry. Loved her ever since I didn't know that she was I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It.
That was the 2-7 matchup in the last part of the bracket. We've got one seed, Kate Upton, taking on 8 seed, Cindy Crawford.
Wow.
That is a Tommy Smith special.
So wait a minute. Did you just give a hint away that he influenced you?
No. That was a caller-driven vote because I got scrutinized for a week because Cindy Crawford was going to be excluded from the bracket. And
wow. So I think you just tipped your hand, pal. Tipped your hand.
I'm just giving the callers what they want. Cindy Crawford.
You're supposed to give them.
She is the 8 seed taking on Kate Upton. The 4-5 matchup features my girl, Erin Andrews at the 4 seed. Ronda Rousey as the 5 seed.
Give it Ronda up, everybody. Rousey.
Ronda Rousey is the 5 seed.
And you look at the potential second round matchup. You could have Kate Upton versus Erin Andrews.
Yes,
a couple of the sportiest girls going.
Yeah. Ronda Rousey. That's the argument that RJ and I had when we were rolling around shirtless in the office fighting.
Rousey versus who?
It was Rousey Aaron or Andrews. Sophia Vergara.
The 3-6 matchup features country superstar Taylor Swift versus 6 seed Reese Witherspoon.
Yes.
Battle of Blondes right there.
Country superstar.
And the last matchup of the 2013 national bracket is 2 seed Mila Kunis taking on 7 seed Danica Patrick.
Wow, that's a good matchup too.
So that wraps up the national bracket. Any objections from
any
Tommy?
Any objections, any comments concerning any of these? Outlaw Tommy, formerly artist.
I'd like to hear some of the breakdowns.
What?
I'd like to hear some of the breakdowns.
We just did that while you were stuffing yourself with some.
You didn't break down very well.
I'm interested in Kristen Wiig. I mean, she's an attractive woman. She also seems to be somebody that humor makes you more attractive.
I think her name recognition is going to hurt her.
Her name recognition. She is funny. That has a lot to do with it. And in several of the movies that she has been in, she's been in sex scenes where, like in,
Bridesmaids.
Bridesmaids, right. And also in MacGruber.
MacGruber.
Funny sex scenes. She's in bed. You want her in bed.
It was
bed.
Based on the humor, she would be the winner, but it's not.
Without a doubt. And then you got Carrie Underwood, one of Basil's favorites, but she's married to a hockey player. Is that correct?
Yeah.
She loses votes there.
Phil Elson seems to think that 8 seed Jennifer Love Hewitt's going to knock off Jennifer Aniston in the first round.
I'm not saying that
she
will
was
not.
In the maximum.
I'm telling you, that's a
Babe
big matchup.
Bracket finals. She was in the maximum Babe Bracket finals, made it to the finals.
Yes.
And her breasts are insured.
Yeah.
And they're real.
There's 36 C's for $5 million.
There you go.
That's a big matchup, by the way.
And when you look at Jennifer Aniston, who now wants to have kids, she's a funny actress.
I love her in Horrible Bosses,
but she does not want to have the kids naturally.
I think Love
she wants to adopt.
Is way too low, and the other one that kind of stuck out to me.
Okay, thank you very much. Coming in from war room.
Of all
James
people.
Valentine. Anne Hathaway was Catwoman. It's just like you said.
Yes.
Okay, and you're talking about Ronda Rousey against Erin Andrews.
I think that's ridiculous.
I had Sophia Vergara.
She didn't make the bracket.
She did not make the bracket. I'm not throwing him under the bus. I'm telling
Vergara
him.
Over we fought about Rousey. Yeah, I can see that. Oh, they fought about it. And
It's a battle.
Only 32 can make it.
Sports rights.
Had I not played dead while we were fighting, he'd still be wrestling. I had to play dead.
Okay, let's get the local bracket now.
Wait a minute. He doesn't want to. What about that?
No, I'm done with it.
You're done with it?
Yeah.
I will say, I think
Erin Andrews got screwed. I think Carissa got screwed. And I think Jennifer Love Hewitt got screwed.
What do you think about David's? Hold on, Phil. What do you think about David's comments about the non-white matchup between Gary Young and Eva Mendes?
The minority representation, Roger wants to see as little of that as possible. So he opposes the Hispanic versus the African-American.
See, and that's what's ridiculous about this statement because of the things that you say and the call that called about the sheep. But let it be known that on the show with no name this morning, you were the first one to go to the African-American group to see if they smoked more dope than anybody
else. You were the one that said...
I'd like to go on with the outlaw Tommy Smith. We appreciate you.
This is the Billy Packer portion of the Selection Sunday show.
That's what we talked about, yes.
Phil, I'd like to say that at one time, Roger did say when they get down to the Final Four, he wanted us to picture them all wearing white. cheat.
Local bracket.
I did not say. Wait a minute. Phil had a comment.
I just thought. I mean, you have two athletes in the bracket, and that's Danica Patrick and Ronda Rousey. They're in the same bracket. You know, what happens if the two of them face off against each other? Does Danica get to try to run Ronda over, because that's the only way she's going to beat her?
I think it'd be good.
We can only hope they kiss.
All right, I'll be much quicker. And the local bracket, they're at 16.
I hope I hear some of these people, because I don't know if
we're losing show content for tomorrow morning.
There are 16 competitors. Number one seed, defending champ, I think maybe three-time champion, Beth Hunt, takes on the new kid on the block, Erin Hawley, who is the weekend girl at Channel 7. She beat Sarah Fortner this weekend in the play-in game. So right off the bat, you got the new girl, who everybody's sort of hot on, versus the stud, if you will, and that would be Beth Hunt. Next matchup, the winner of that goes on to play Jessica Dean versus Katarina Janssen. Jessica Dean, former star at Channel 7, now the main anchor at Channel 4. After that, you've got the Battle of the Morning Show host, Allison Courtney from KATV versus Ashley Blackstone. No, a little bad blood there between those two. Then you got Donna Terrell versus Jessica Duff at THV. Remember, Jessica Duff got mad because she was not included in the Bay bracket last year. So she gets it. She goes against defending champion Donna Terrell the first round.
Isn't she the volunteer vixen?
Volunteer vixen.
Okay,
that's right.
Will that name recognition help her?
I think it probably will. But Donna Terrell, former champ, so that'll be a good
absolutely. Donna Terrell shows her merit by keeping her gig once Channel 4 bought Fox 16.
Number two, see this thing. This is an interesting matchup. Christina Munoz, who most talented maybe of the whole group, versus Jeanette Reyes, who we saw at Christmas Karaoke. Maybe vocally just as strong or even better.
Okay.
It's interconference matchup. Next, you got another morning show matchup. Mallory Harden Brooks from Channel 4 versus Elise Eady, former Miss Arkansas.
Wow.
So that could be a pretty good one. We know Mallory Harden from Lou's daughter and been at Channel 4 for quite some time. Then we have Liz Massey versus Janelle Lilly. Liz Massey, longtime weekend regular anchor at Channel 11.
Does the 11 morning show hurt Elise Eady?
What?
Does that hurt her?
I'm sure she would not think so.
Okay, I'm just asking.
So you got Liz Massey, which is one of our faves, versus Janelle Lilly, a girl who's been trending up recently here on The Buzz. Matchup is defending champion Melinda Mayo versus Melissa Dunbar Gates.
Ooh, so, battle of the M's.
So you think about it, Tommy, if you look about it, you've got Beth Hunt, former winner, Donna Terrell, former winner, Christina Munoz, former winner, Melinda Mayo, former winner. So you got four former winners of the 16. So there's not much playing around
here. I only have one problem with your bracket, and that's a minor problem.
Which one?
What does the NCAA try to avoid at all costs in the first two rounds? Conference team against conference team.
That's right.
Problem is, the conference representation from Channel 7 is so high, it's almost impossible.
Well, and that's every year, isn't it? I mean, you kind of get used to it.
We even had two play-in games with other people, and the Channel 7 ones won, so it's up to this.
So are they like the Big Ten?
By far. Yeah, you know what? They've been probably the friendliest to our show, you know. But
I'm going to go ahead and say there's a dark horse upset in the making for a new winner this year.
Okay.
Mallory Harden Brooks. I like her.
Ain't gonna happen.
She hasn't been in the bracket. She's a rising.
That's true. That's a good point. No Channel 4 girls have been in it.
It ain't going to happen.
Either her or Jessica Dean will make a run for the championship.
Elise Eady, I talked to her the other day, former Miss Arkansas, runner-up to Miss America. I think she's excited about being in this
conference.
Thing.
This will be somebody out of the Big Ten.
Let me ask
you
this.
Blonde-on-blonde, is that Erin Hawley?
Yes, does anybody think Erin Hawley could beat Beth Hunt?
I think so. I think she could.
I think
she
has similar looks.
Yes.
I don't even know if Hawley will be here long enough in the market to pick up her trophy.
That's maybe true. But you know what, Beth, I looked at her last night, didn't do much for her hair last night. I thought it was a plain-looking Beth Hunt.
Oh, my God.
Erin Hawley's bringing it every weekend.
Erin Hawley is bringing it very... And
she's got the loop-de-loop in her hair.
Oh, she's got the loop-de-loop.
Look at that. That is Farrah Fawcett.
Yes.
Look at
that. Is Farrah Fawcett.
Yes.
She's here for one reason, to get to New Orleans.
She's got 87 teeth in her top row. Human being has got 87
teeth
in her top row.
David Basil commenting on people's teeth.
Well, I'm just saying, I would know.
You probably run into her.
That's a pretty good matchup right off the bat.
I'm telling you right now, between the national bracket and the local bracket, I like the matchups. Even though you don't like Ronda Rousey,
I think there's some good.
I think it's compelling.
Yes, Jim's Razorback Pizza has a sizzling set of brackets.
If Ronda Rousey wins the Bay bracket, it will shut down and reopen next year under another name.
I think if Ronda Rousey wins the bracket, it's more out of an intimidation than anything else.
Phil, do you have favorites of the two brackets that you would like to say? If it were going to Vegas, where would you put your money on?
Well, if you're looking at the national bracket, right now Kate Upton is the it girl.
You're right. She really is. Or either Beyonce. Beyonce's obviously.
Like Mila.
I'm telling you right now,
Kunis is hot.
Kate Perry is a very quiet number two seed.
I think she was bigger last year, I think.
Look what's going on with Beyonce these days. She had the HBO documentary.
Yes, it's on now. This is great.
She sang at the Super Bowl.
Beyonce.
She
sang the cover of GQ this month. Yes, she's really hot.
She sang her lip synced at the
inauguration. What about local? I know you know all the local girls. What's your favorite local?
Local, I mean, I've been a huge fan of Beth Hunt ever since I moved to town. She's gorgeous.
But you know what? Just like Nolan, Beth Hunt has got a little fat and happy after the last three championships she's won.
Wow.
Did he just say
Beth Hunt?
Just a little bit.
This will happen. I'll bring this up tomorrow on the show. I didn't say that.
No, you can play the tape.
Flag the tape.
She's not as hungry.
Mark the tape right there.
RJ?
I think Elise has a great chance. And the reason Elise obviously is battle-tested. She's been through. I've been through this as far as Miss Arkansas, Miss America. She knows how to handle these pressure situations.
You hear Phil? Phil's right.
I think I'm going to go with Elise Eady.
Elise Eady is a good one, but I'm telling you right now. Today, you know what? In honor of, today is BJ Sam's birthday, and we're out. Are we on?
Oh, we're going to break.
Today's BJ Sam's birthday. I think that hurts Elise Eady.
Ask Big Baby who he likes.
Big Baby who you like.
Who do you like, Big Baby?
In the local bracket.
Who was the choice besides Elise?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, just who is my favorite all time?
Who's your favorite in the local bracket?
Oh, geez. I'm partial to Janelle Lilly.
You are partial to Janelle Lilly because you did ask me if she's a regular redhead or if she was freckled up. You did ask me that.
I mean, it's hard to tell, on the television.
Frankie, you have more freckles.
You know.
More freckles. Oh. Because it's a redhead and the Irish. Now, what about the national bracket?
Does he have marked down what Basil said, though?
Did you flag the tape where he said that she's fattened up? please have the tape for tomorrow. Please do that.
Thank you so much, big baby.
Yes.
Yeah, my national was Zoe Deschanel.
You and I both like Zoe.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a number six seed, man. That's well done.
That's our dark horse.
Cool.
That is a dark horse. Thanks, Big Baby.
Thank you
again to Jim's Razorback Pizza. Love the sweet tea. Love the pizza.
What are you doing?
Get the boneless hot wings.
I love you, Roger. You know what? Best co-commissioner ever.
You know what? You're right. Thanks, buddy.
Coming up next on The Zone, we are going to talk with UCA head baseball coach Alan Gum and talk about the Bears. They're number 23 in the country right now. Up next on The Zone. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting the fear stares in my direction?